while Mark Carney finally released just part of his so-called major projects list. Now, it's been nearly 6 months since the election when he promised you Canadians that he'd make sure major projects could get built in Canada. Now, he said he would ensure that those projects would get built within 2 years. But his Liberal team wouldn't even make that binding because they opposed my Conservative amendment in C5 to ensure that the Liberals stick to that 2-year timeline that they promised you. The reality is, if Carney really wants to get big projects built, importantly, by the private sector in Canada for the benefit of all Canadians, he's only got one real option, which is to repeal the anti-energy Liberal laws that block development in every part of our country, like the No New Pipelines, Never Build Anything Anywhere, Bill C-69, or the shipping ban that stops Canadian oil and gas exports to Asia, Bill C-48, the federal industrial carbon tax that makes our businesses uncompetitive with American businesses, the Liberal censorship law that censors, targets, and punishes Canadian energy companies, and the Liberal oil and gas cap that will kill 40,300 Canadian jobs and hurt Canada's GDP by $20.5 billion. Until those are gone, the roadblocks to Canadian resource developers and entrepreneurs and innovators remain. Conservatives, we have long called for major projects to be built by the private sector right here in Canada for Canadians by Canadians. And I hope you saw that just last month, our Conservative leader, Pierre Poilievre, called for 2 major pipelines to benefit all of Canada by next March. And our Conservative team will bring forward the Sovereignty Act in Parliament to help unleash and unlock responsible resource development for the benefit of all Canadians, as well as a number of other measures to cut taxes and make life more affordable for everybody. So Mark Carney and his factually anti-energy, anti-development Liberals say they'll get this all done within 2 years. Well, the clock starts now, and you can bet, Conservatives, we will be ready to hold the Liberals to account for each and every Canadian in every part of our great country.